Okay, nothing heard. Good evening, everyone. This is NOV, and we control Staten Island. I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and scanner listening net that's heard on the N2ROW link repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in all the different aspects of radio monitoring hobby. So we cover all the frequencies that you can tune into, DC all the way up to light and everything else in between. Except for amateur radio, because we can talk about that at any other time during the week. So we're going to talk about what kind of equipment you can use, who's on these various frequencies, and what other bits of information that can help you do in the hobby. There's some ground rules for the net. First, this is a link repeater system. And all of the repeaters, there are about a dozen of them, can be found at www.ROW.net. Pick a repeater that is closest to where you are, and use that one. Then you'll have a better chance to get the input signal. And because it is a linked repeater system, you key up, please wait for a second or two before you start to talk up what beginning part of your transmission will be cut off. For those who are not able to get into the repeater, either because of connections, technical difficulties, or you may not have your amateur radio license yet, you can still participate by sending an email. The email address is nypsa@yahoo.com. So that will stand by for check-in. Please space it out so we keep the dupes to a minimum and get everybody checked in. This is N2ROW.
This is K2ATF with information for the net. Good evening. Information is added for the net. This is Kilo Charlie 2, DF the 5 of November, Carmine, in Riverdale. Good evening to the net. No traffic. Glendale, Queens, name is Phil. No traffic for the net, good evening. This is.
And 1MLZ, Bob in Beaufort, Connecticut. No traffic at the moment. Good evening.
Hoboken with China.
November India 2 Oscar, Randolph, New Jersey. Sorry. Okay, so far we have K2ATM, KTCIK, W2OIE, K2SPN,
This is Adam White, H1MLZ. LBC and NIO. What else?
KC2SUR now in Queens, no traffic. Approach with your up. No traffic.
Okay, we also recognize Al, KC2FUR. Alright, anybody else before we continue with the list that we have? Once again, if you're not able to get into the repeater, please use our email address, nyexa@yahoo.com. Alright, any other check-ins, then we'll proceed with the list.
2LOV, this is Al. Kilo Charlie 2 Sierra Uniform Romeo S-U-R in Queens.
Okay, sorry about that. See, this is a perfect example in noisy conditions using phonetics. Taking to Sierra Uniform Romeo, or the Spanish word South. Alright, was there anybody else before we continue?
N2NOV. This is KC2TV2 Tango Echo Uniform. Tim in Montclair, New Jersey, supporting the net, no traffic.
Okay, good evening to Tim, KC2TDU. All right. Let's start with the list that we have, and we'll take up additional check-ins as we go along. First one up tonight, Todd, I can almost predict what you're going to be talking about. K2ATF, and what will be?
K2ATF, good evening to everyone on the net. Absolutely right, Charlie, but a little bit of info before I get to what you know. I did some scanning this morning on the 4th Avenue range, and I came up on two federal frequencies, one of which was 470-2375, and then there's a simulcast on 470-0875. Apparently, the FBI Command Center, they were doing radio checks for U.S. Coast Guard, back to New York, Connecticut State Police, etc., U.S. Customs. Apparently, it's a interoperability to relate systems for all government agencies and state law enforcement apparently is on me. I don't know if you heard anything about it, but I stumbled on it this morning and I was surprised to hear something like that. They identified the FBI Command Center.
Now, I heard they were expanding their capabilities across the system. I didn't know exactly where they were going to pop up. So 470-2375 and 470-0875, correct?
That's affirmative. They were doing radio checks. I also heard Connecticut State Police, and they were loud and clear. The voice sounded like it was digital. But I was getting in analog mode. I scanned it with my radio, I was getting the PL and everything on that, and it wasn't a P25, not unless they're rebroadcasting from digital to analog.
Secret. That's what they do when they're first linking different systems together, not necessarily over the air, they can only do it across the internet, the voice over IP type thing. So it might be analog on one side and analog on the other side, but between them is digital. And if they're running a skinny codec, and NI2O gives more details on that, it can sound a little weird. Mark, you want to jump in with any comments?
Frequencies that are in testing, do you have any idea when they're actually going to go up and start being used?
They're only testing. Now, there is no official word from FDNY that they're even going to use those frequencies. In fact, one person commented on one of the message boards that and asked me a high-level source, they deny even having dispatch on those frequencies. And when I was chatting with some people at Fieldcom on Sunday in Fiber of Icor, they were a little surprised that this is even happening. So it looks like new is doing the whole thing, and then when they're ready, they'll turn it over to FDNY.
Okay, copy that. Do you have any idea how long this testing is supposed to go on?
There's no way to know for sure. It could be happening all the way into August. Who knows? It could be ready next week. We don't know what stage of the testing they're in, what they're trying to accomplish, how they're going about their testing. From the bits of information that we were able to get, posted on some of the message boards, and I shot out emails to the group. The main transmitter site is Empire State Building. And they've got the racks of equipment set up. And what I think they're doing is just running around different parts of the city with an HP, seeing how well they can hear it and get into it, as well as helping survivability test by having to be down from here to high because it's cold. I hear white noise that tells me they're trying to do some digital tests on it as well. The license in the FCC database indicates that they are licensed both analog and digital. So they can go in any direction they want with this.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, I doubt they're going to go digital because, you know, what happened last time with the when they tried the digital system. Just one last question. Has anything been heard on any of these frequencies that are supposedly in the testing stage?
Initially it was the simulcast of Bronx Fire was reported, and then it was citywide fire on that frequency, and Manhattan Fire. That's all I've heard. There was a report this afternoon of some type of automated dispatch voice, not sure if it was computer generated or not, on one of the potential chunking frequencies. Todd, I know you've been listening a lot to this. Have you heard anything else besides what I just mentioned? K2ATM, that's one of these.
I heard that automated voice, apparently simulated calls, address from 538 to 117 Street. I think they're running it, seeing how the audio is coming through. I've been hearing continuous whistling on there. Apparently they're doing tests where all the frequencies are opened up at one time. And from what I understand, and that's not 100%. Dispatch will be analog mode. The trunk system will run analog slash digital. It'll be mixed mode, but it's definitely not going to be digital on the everyday dispatch. I took to EMS radio repair tech when I took my truck in, and from what they told me, they don't even want to be bothered with the digital. They just want to use the 6.25 kilohertz, pull the radios out, program them, and dump them back into the truck to not go through all the hell of setting up these 25. They don't even want to look at that.
Sort of a different direction than, let's say, Los Angeles Police Department, where they wanted to do ABCO 25 on everything.
All right, well, we know it's a testing phase. It only started a few weeks ago. It's probably going to go for another couple of months. So, just take plenty of notes, gang. Whatever you hear, whenever you hear it, just jot down what frequency and what kind of traffic you're hearing. Pass it along. Email it in. We'll forward it around to everybody. So we can all take a little bit of the puzzle and solve our piece of it. And we all bring it together. It'll make a lot more sense to everyone else.
Speaking of test mode, last week I monitored the transit route and they were able to stop the test in half. Apparently there were 470-875 radios there, and there were testing in the whole 225. I don't know if they're going to look to run that. I don't know how they're going to do the Vertex radios. What the CDs have now, they're strictly analog, but I think they were just testing, I guess, the repeater base. You see how it's down here, it's not 225 mode. But they were testing this mixed mode for transit.
I'm sure we're going to see some twists and turns on this whole thing. I updated the page, future FDNY frequencies on my website, at quantobee.net. Did that yesterday, day before yesterday. And there were some of the listings, if you notice there's a column in the middle, that is 11T or C for trunking and conventional. And based upon the testing that I've heard, I changed three or four of them that were trunking indicator on there, and I pushed it to conventional so it seems to fall in line with the listing that was sent down. I mean, Bob MLZ sent it to us over the weekend, and then somebody else finished the listing along with photographs. So it just seemed to make more sense. So I just, you know, went out and went to my website and changed those indicators and put in the field tones that were discovered during the test. Who knows if you want to stay that way, but that's the way it is right now. So any information that comes in, I'll just go back to the webpage and make the updates. So you know, everybody's got a single location where they can just pull this stuff down.
Yeah, if I get anything, I'll drop you an email and an email address and see what goes on with that. But right now, everything's just testing phase. Whistling and carriers, the carrier on the low carrier, then you hear a powerful carrier coming. So everything's getting all tested. Various different EMS voluntary hospitals not have any of the radios yet. St. John's on Queens Boulevard, the city fire department, the S3500s, I guess they're getting them to hand down their February 2003 radios to the voluntary hospital. They're just setting them up so when they're ready to go, they'll make their move. Just a quick question with that federal frequency I gave out. Is that going to be a mutual aid system? Or is that going to be for choir broadcast? What do they intend to do with that frequency?
For 2 Victor Queen Queen.
VQQ, go ahead.
Good morning.
good evening. Can you raise the first unit and put over those two frequencies and ascertain from him the PLs that were used so I can confirm something, please?
Todd, do you have the PL on those two?
Yes, 2375, 470-2375 is the 186-2, and the 470-0875 is the 173-8.
Alright, sir, be aware that those are not federal frequencies. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the U-Call U-TAC system, but in New Jersey, the Office of the Attorney General expanded that system to add two additional channels designated as UTAC-4, which is the 470-2375-1862, and UTAC-5, which is designated, which is the 470-0875 with the tone of 173.8. So those frequencies are actually part of a system set up by the state of New Jersey, and while the federal government may have access to the system, that's not their system.
And now they were additional.
This morning they were identifying the FBI base command center that it came over. The repeated attack, the 2375, the 0875, what counties are they located in? Which one is close to the city?
MLZ, can you expand on that? Do you know where they are physically?
Yeah, I know there's a transmitter in the city, and there's a third UTAC 6 has now been also added. It's 472.875, and the PL is 192.8 on that one. That's the another one they added. But I know there's transmitters in New York City, and they're mostly in Jersey, you know, Bergen County area. But there is a transmitter somewhere in the city. I'm not really sure where, but they come in pretty good here in Connecticut, so I'm pretty sure it's in the city somewhere. And they did add the UTAC 6 also.
Well, actually, this UTAC 7 and 8 listed as well, as I might interrupt it. 7 is 454-150 with a tone of 136.5, and UTAC 8 is 454-625 with a tone of 141.3.
Alright, Charlie, give me a favor, give me those frequencies again that you put out, 454, please.
Okay, all this is on my interrupt page. I've got the federal interrupts, the P calls, the R calls, the U calls, the NIPPAC 800 stuff, which is going to change with this rebranding. But anyway, alright, we've already done 456, the UTAC 7 is 454.150 with a tone of 136.5. And UTAC 8 is 454.625 with a tone of 141.3.
Okay, I guess this is for PLA purposes, or this is for a blind broadcast. I don't know how this UTAC is going to be used for collective disaster.
As far as I know, there is no set central or dispatch setting on the frequency. It is mutual aid to be used on the scene in certain situations by whatever instructions they were given by the coordinating body. In this particular case, as you said, this has to do with the Attorney General of New Jersey as part of this, but as I understand, it's also a Northeast regional thing that Port Authority got involved in, probably over at NYPD. I'm not sure.
I got a kick out of it, too. They even had IRS up there. I mean, you good old government man. Yeah, they were on there. It was multi-agencies. They were going back and forth. Well, I'll listen to it and keep an ear out. Thanks for the info on the other repeaters. And I'll bring you back to the net if anything's newsworthy.
Yeah, KC2SYH Portable. Yeah, I just wanted to thank N2NLB for that information. I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot. I'll be listening.
Hi, Charlie. I'm going to go into the listening mode. I'll let the other guys continue. Maybe some other people have some other information. Catch you guys later. Have a good week. K2ATF Portable.
AC2PAC, bike guard. New Jersey and the Attorney General? I don't know. Hello, Charlie 2, Papa Alpha Charlie is bike rider.
Okay, well, you said all of these interrupt frequencies are on the interrupt page on my website at 2NLV.net. Scroll down about two-thirds of the way down the page, you'll see the link there. As the 700 megahertz stuff comes up, it's accurate, viable, you know, then I'll put that up on there too, but at least, yeah, I throw all the stuff into one bank on my 780, so that if anything happens in the area, like what we heard going on in Bergen County about a month ago, over the weekend, some interesting surveillance on one of the UTAC cattle, you know, all of a sudden the cattle came alive and made for some interesting listening for a few days. So, all right, BQQ, did you have any other traffic, or you just jumped into that one thing?
No, negative, that was it. Also, just to clarify for the unit making the inquiry, it is not intended for crime alerts. It is a mutual aid only system.
Right, and there's no dispatch on there, so nobody calls for central and somebody to answer them. That's just purely mutual aid between units for whatever the situation is. Alright, let's see. KC2GIK, Justin, you said you had traffic tonight. That's what I'll make.
Yeah. What town was that? That was Franklin Lake?
Yeah,
I'm
going in town.
Thanks, sir. Okay, sorry, Justin. I think I doubled with you on that. Did anybody need a fill on Justin's information?
VQQ.
VQQ, Bradford.
Sir, I just want to clarify with Justin. Apparently, you're advising that dispatch for Franklin Lake Police has moved to UHF. Is EMS operations, which I have on 159090 remaining on that frequency, or has that shifted as well? I lost net control.
You dropped out. Did you correct the question about the EMS crew at that location? Did they change frequency as well? Justin, for some reason, you're not able to see up the machine in time. And I'm looking at the whole repeater at the same time on my various radios, but I don't see something above. You want to check it and see if you got a loose connection or something and try it again later? Alright, VQQ, stick around. Maybe it'll work out. Later. Let's see, W2LIE, you're up next, and one of it.
This is W2LIE, a little bit of long out stuff, a little bit, if you guys don't mind. Just real quick, how many make in the machine?
That's not clear.
Alright, very good. Long air show is coming up, in about 2 weeks or so, and I want to let you know that when I listen to that one, it's something I enjoy listening for the past couple of years. Actually, as long as I can remember, I've been listening to that. The show is scheduled to start Saturday, the 24th, and Sunday the 25th. It runs during the afternoon, but one of the best kept secrets is that the practice schedule is typically the Thursday and Friday before the big show, and that usually starts around 10 a.m., and because the beach isn't open yet for the season, it's free admission, and you can go down there, and you can watch the planes fly, do their practice, and it's great because it's a free show. This year's lineup includes the Blue Angels, the USAF is bringing in their F-22 Raptor, then the typical, you got the Golden Knights and Sean Tucker. You can find most information out on Bethpage Federal Credit Union's website. I'm going to drop for a second. The one thing I do run on my site is I run a live feed of the audio for the air show. So typically I tear down into my special feed, which is right now VHF Marine.
and some of the medium frequencies, and I throw off strictly aviation. So you'll be able to listen to the air show, the practice runs, Republic Tower and Ground, off the computer, and that's running on W2LIE.net. Typically, I start that Monday before Memorial Day, and it runs straight through Memorial Day, because the planes come in during the week, and it makes great listening to that also. But I do have, next week, I'll pop in with a couple of frequencies that may be worthwhile listening to. Right now, I'm a little unprepared for that. So I do have two questions for the net regarding Memorial Day weekend and something other than that. Going, what would be good listening for Fleet Week? And also, a question about the DEP, what they use out in Nassau and Suffolk County, because I'm unable to find anything about that. Returning back to net, this is the B2LE.
Okay, well, appreciate the information on the air show, and that's something anybody should try to get a chance to listen to if you can. As far as what else is going on radio-wise for Fleet Week itself, well, seeing everything on the water, you want to make sure that you are listening to things like the vessel traffic system frequencies, 156-800, which is channel 16, any of the Coast Guard working channels, 21, 22, 23, 81, 83, any of the Coast Guard auxiliary frequencies, any of the Coast Guard UHF frequencies, 345 even. And if you go to the Marine page on my website with some of the confirmation stuff and listing that that Chris over at Modern Times crossed out there, Coast Guard now has new frequencies in the VHF federal band. You know, what we used to know as LAMP, whatever. Well, now they call them CG, like CG8, CG9, CG10. And we threw them up there as well. We've only heard a few of them. I'm sure as time goes by, we'll be able to, with everybody's help, confirm some of the others. But at least the list is there. I would say throw them all in the bank and just let them rip.
I'm prepared. I have a live feed rolling from Fort Lee right now, which basically streams U.S. Coast Guard and the VHF VHF frequencies. Problem is, we get the pager into monitor. I got to take care of that. So I'm hoping to get that radio service for Fleet Week. This way, it makes some great monitoring for people out of the listening area, like myself. To catch some information going on there. Also on this tag in also, Eisenhower Park, I believe it's the Sunday, day before Memorial Day, the Marines do a flyover and they also do a quick exercise. I'm unable to find the frequency right now. I have it stored in my Bearcat 330 under my quick group, the quick capture, what do they call it, when you quickly find them on the fly. That was in the 315 something or other range, but I was able to grab the operations channel, hear them come in before they, you know, the estimated time before they flew in. But again, I made a note of that. I thought I had that handy in my computer here, but I don't. So next week I will bring that frequency into the net as well.
Okay, great. Yeah, that'd be something interesting to listen to. Especially, you know, kids. I know they did something similar to that here on Staten Island a few years ago for Fleet Week, and he's had a blast with it. As far as the paging is mod, my only recommendation is to get a PAR filter. They make one for VHF, one for UHF, specifically designed to notch out the paging frequency in those bands. I got one of each many years ago. Problems went away immediately. And I was just using the disc on that.
Alright, I'll try to pack those out and pick one up for the fat feed. But yeah, if you want to call me before the net is over and come back to me, I'll run upstairs now, grab the radio, and I'll get the frequency for you. So you'll have it this week for net. This is W2LE.
Okay, we'll come back to you tomorrow. Alright. 9:42, are there any other additional check-ins before we continue the list?
And 2 VQQ.
have you with additional? Anybody else?
This is KC2POM in northern New Jersey. I have some traffic related to Justin's previous observation.
Okay, that was KC2P something something.
Kilo Charlie 2, Papa Oscar Mike.
Okay, here to you, P-O-M. All right, we have you. Anybody else?
W-H-Y-W-C with a brief set of trends. Alpha 2 India, Whiskey Charlie, Don, Delta Oscar November in Manhattan with traffic.
That was your Don. Okay. Let's see. Next one up is Matt, KC2LBC. Why don't you pick it up? Matt, do you want to be?
Okay, hi Charlie. Hi everyone up there. You guys already touched on what I was going to talk about, the UTAC stuff. What I heard this morning around 10 o'clock was a similar check, radio check, but it was on a different frequency, which I just checked your website. You don't have this listed. It's 470.5125. I always had that listed at the Essex County Mutual Aid, but I heard this station calling themselves FBI operations and checking with a whole bunch of different agencies in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Park Police, Postal Inspectors, Air Marshal New York, U.S. Marshals, a whole bunch of others, State Police, all that. And I was wondering if anybody knew that at the UTAC channel also.
What TL was being used?
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't able to check the TL. I was actually listening online through my computer, streaming, so remoted into my computer, and I wasn't able to control that to check on that.
Yeah, KC2SYH. Just curious. How long do these radio checks go on? Like, do they last for a few minutes to a few hours? You know, I'm just curious on how frequently they ask for these radio checks and, you know, how often they perform them.
I would put probably about 15 minutes. What do you think, Greg?
Depends on whether or not everybody answers up or not.
Yep, good point. What's interesting is it happens Wednesday at 10 o'clock, which, coincidentally, there are fire alarm bells going off my building every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. They test the fire alarm system every Wednesday. The federal interop repeater 167.7875 in APCO 25 also has this traffic, so it looks like everybody's tying together, at least for that roll call, if not full time.
Thanks a lot for the information. I really appreciate it. I'll be back to listening to those.
me off, Matt.
Well, I'll probably monitor that and the other U-Tax. Now, I didn't really even know about these. I came across this today by accident. Alright, talk to Matt. Thanks.
Hey, accidents are happy things sometimes, Matt. And when it comes to scanning, that's what they make a search button for. Okay, let's see. Mark, NI2O. Are you still with us, and do you have any traffic? VQQ, that was your additional. That's what I'll be.
I'm wondering if W2LIE is back yet. I had a concern about his DEP reference.
I am here, W2LIE.
Sir, by DEP, are you inquiring about the New York City Department of Environmental Protection out on Long Island?
So I figured I couldn't find them. I was trying to figure what the equivalent was out here on the island.
Why? Are you seeing their vehicles, or is there any indication that you should be looking for them? To my knowledge, there's nothing east of the Queens border that is DEP facilities or property.
And looking for the NASA equivalent.
Sorry, disregard. Back to the net. I'm standing down.
H2ATF for a quick question.
Good.
Questions for LIE, W2LIE, K2ATF.
Yeah, I forgot to delete the link. I'm still here.
This is K2ATF. I got a quick question regarding the Woodmere and Inwood. I know they're paging out on the county-wide fire ground frequency. Rumor has it that 453-325, they're trying to get Olinaxo County Fire Department to tone out on one frequency, that one, with different VLs.
That was, my understanding is that was what they were trying to do, and there was pretty much an uproar at one of the meetings, and from what I've been told, Napa County decided that they were just going to drop it.
Okay, because I also noticed on one of the boards that Hicksville is toning out. They don't tone out on VHF anymore, they moved to UHF 453. 2625, they're toning out on that now, so I was just wondering what was going on. I noticed they're all going up to UHF and doing their own dispatch, and they're leaving the low band, so I'm starting to plug some of those frequencies into my radio. Alright, thanks for the info.
Not a problem. Yeah, I have a lot of the new frequencies listed on my site. Just go to w2lie.net. Go to frequencies and codes and scroll down to what you're looking for. So you'll go under NASA Fire and then go to the frequencies on there. But yeah, a lot of them, I think there is one department that is toning out on the frequency you just bring up, that first UHF frequency. This is WTLE, back to net.
Let's see. KC2POM, you're up next. You said you had additional on Justice traffic.
Yeah, that's correct, Charlie. I have additional information regarding Franklin Lake. They did move to 470-4000. They're an APCO 25 boat. I don't know if it's encrypted. I haven't been able to confirm that. I doubt that it probably is. But as for that 159090 frequency, that was the former police frequency. From what I understand, it's going to be used as an input to the fire department's repeater on 154.2500. That's correct, Manhattan frequency. They use that with a scale of 123 in simplex right now. So I would imagine EMS operations have moved to the APCO 25 channel.
I guess it's a good thing that MCNY eventually is moving up to UHF for dispatch. VQQ, did you get that?
Affirmative. Thanks for the unit.
POM, thanks for jumping in there and welcome to the net.
Okay, Charlie, thanks. I have no additional traffic at this time. I just thought I'd give you a loop on there. We'll reach up to the rest. Back to the net.
Yeah, good evening, Charlie, and good evening to the Met. That was your HYWC, Don, here in Midtown Manhattan, actually, on the west side. You had made a comment and asked a question, and I kind of wanted to respond to both, and they were both in regard to the 996. You said you were leaning towards the 996, I would assume, as opposed to the PSR 600. I'm curious for some of your reasons. I've been waiting for you to become interested in that subject so we could get some in-depth, as only N2NOV can do, thoughts on the comparisons between them. The comment I wanted to make was, I've been looking for a while off and on eBay for used 996s, and I'll be darned, I mean, you know, it doesn't pay to buy them used. Their resale value is just about what you pay new. By the time people get finished on them, you know, you might get them for $450 plus shipping instead of $500. It's hardly worth it. N2NOV, and I'm no longer hearing a Manhattan simulcast on 482.06125. For the last few days, they haven't done it. But that doesn't mean it won't happen again. I'm back to you, Charlie.
Yeah, the simulcast has sort of dropped off. The one that starts with 42.3, whatever it is. I still hear it every so often, but always CWID mixed in, like, almost every time. So, I'm not sure exactly what to do with that. Anyway, the logic behind my request. Well, I'm just going by the spec chart that's in the latest growth catalog, which shows channels and frequency ranges each of the different models does. And I'm just noticing the 996 has got a better range of frequencies and more storage of channels in there than the PSR series. In fact, even the scan rate is faster. As far as cost is concerned, yeah, I can understand, you know, with brand new going for $500 and you're lucky to find a new four and a half. And it does make them either more, what's the word I'm looking for? Scarcer than hen's teeth, I think is the old phrase. Or people think that their stuff is worth gold and never depreciates in value. something that my grandfather told me when I was a kid, is that if it's used half to two-thirds, depending upon condition, and if you're going to buy anything, buy quality, otherwise you can buy crap or paper if you can have silver. How's that for logic, Doc?
I like it, Charlie. I like it a lot. I wish a lot more people would listen to your grandfather. I mean, I've been looking at the 996s on eBay over the last several months, on and off. I won't say I've been very diligent about it. But every time I see one at what looks like a reasonable, decent price, like 350 or even 400, you look at the other column in the table and you see there's 20 or 25 bidders. And that's all you need to know. That thing is going for, that thing is going to end up being sold at the new price or so close to it, it's not even worth considering. And that's really the trouble, is so many people are bidding on them. It's one thing to fight it out with two or three bidders. Sometimes that could be just as fruitless as fighting it out with 25. But when there's so many bids, so many bidders, so many bids on an item like that, it almost doesn't pay once the price is up past a certain amount, because you know there's one guy on there that'll pay just about anything. And it's unfortunate, because I'm looking myself to buy a used 996, or maybe a PSR 600, or maybe a 500. I'm starting to think about a handheld instead, but the thing I don't like about the 396 is it doesn't have a temporary lockout feature like the 996 does, and man, that is an awfully handy feature. But I think the 500 does. But I don't know. We shall see. All right. I don't want to waste enough time. Thanks, Charlie. And to NOV, WH-YWC, back in there.
Question?
Yeah, I have a question.
Charlie, does the 996 do NACS?
No, but the PSR does. That's the only difference that I saw. If I really wanted to worry about Max, then I would lean over to the PSR, but I personally don't care about that. It didn't fit into my determination.
Understood, because for me, Max are critical, especially with the Yonkers men.
Yeah, then it's just the PSR. They're the only ones that do it right now.
Understood. So if that's not an issue, then really it's your call. All right, very good.
NC1LB, KC2PAC, with a comment, if I may.
KC2PAC, go ahead.
Hello, Doc. Stopped at Dario Tonics today on 2nd Avenue over in the East Village. They have a really extensive collection of radios, if you're interested. I don't know if any of you guys have been there, but if you're looking for a place to take a look at some new gear, from what I've seen, you may want to check it out.
What place is this? Barry Electronics?
Yeah, it's on 2nd Avenue around St. Mark's Place, and it's located in Manhattan. Like I said, 2nd Avenue, it's on the west side of the street, and he's got a pretty extensive selection. He's got a lot of Icons, he has Yasers, and he also has, I think he has Kenwoods as well. But I have more information on the card. Perhaps next time when I speak with you guys, I'll fill you in on more of the details. But I also want to check out and make sure that he does repairs. I'll follow up on that as well.
Okay, Well, when I was at the location on Spring Street, Spring and Broadway, back in the late 80s, they were doing repairs back then. That store specializes in commercial, especially maritime and overseas commercial radio stuff. Their amateur gear tends to be a little high, and so is the standard. And since they moved off of Broadway, they're a little bit tougher to get to if you take mass transit.
Well, the salesperson over at the cashier told me when he was talking with me, trying to show me some of the gears, was checking out some antennas, he does provide for the ham community. And, I would think that he would certainly be a darn good reseller in terms of making an order for you if you have anything that is within the range that we're licensed to use it for. Think possibly I would have to ask him, order it and you get it through a dealer, which I think is a little different from just, bypassing the store. I mean, there's something to be said for, paying a visit to the store, it's kind of different, the one with the brass bell on the door, ring-a-ling, and you come in and you see a person and the guy really caters to you rather nicely as he did. If you start out like that, you started off pretty good. So just thought I'd mention it, guys. I'm gonna be on the side listening to you. This is Kilo Charlie 2, Papa Alpha Charlie. I'm on my bike. I'm looking at the Hudson River, and looks like New Jersey.
Now, over the years, a bunch of us have had dealings with them, and unfortunately, if you're buying here in New York City, you're going to pay the 8%+ sales tax. The price is a little high to begin with, and if I can get it for less from HRO with no tax, shipping included, that's a direction I go in. Especially these days, people are very price conscious. If they were to lower their prices, they'd probably bring more people into the door.
I mean, that sounds good, but the guy pull it out of the showcase for you and show it to you. You know that experience, right? So, you don't want to pay the sales tax. You want to get it through whatever method other than going to the store. All right, you want to save money, but still, I want that one I'm pointing at in the showcase. I mean, show it to me. That means a lot to me, Everybody's going eBay, You got to make human contact, Nice guy, nice guy. All right, guys, got to get moving. I'll be listening. KC2PAC. I got to hit the road.
Yeah, I was just curious. Didn't Berry Electronics go out of business?
He's a thief.
Yeah, I didn't hear that they did go out of business. I know they moved locations. But I haven't followed them closely since they moved.
All right, copy that, because my friend is telling me that they went out of business. I didn't know that they moved. I'll try to look up their new location, and thanks a lot, KC2FH. I'll be listening.
The opportunity to sit in front of the equipment, especially if you go from Lodi, right here with Bob was, as we give. And I've been in there a few times. Got to ask questions, play with stuff and whatnot. But again, bottom line is, they're your dollar bills. They're losing value every day. And you want to get the most that you can for your dollar bill. So, you have to be a little smart about this. Find the best deal, and you go down that road. So I can recommend it. Anyway, for those who are on track of things with the UHF frequencies, there's both the conventional and the trunk stuff. So there's plenty to listen to and just have running in the background. have a pen and paper nearby, and just jot that with the note. Don't worry if it doesn't make any sense. Later on it will, but just jot the notes down. And then send them in, we'll share them with everybody, and maybe somebody else will have a clarification, and that's something that didn't make sense to you, and vice versa, and then we all can help each other out. So, we'll catch you next week. Enjoy this warm weather that we're having. Rain tomorrow, but otherwise it's pretty easy. And get those radios going in time for the air show in a few weeks. So I want to thank W2LA for dropping with that reminder and the work he does with the streams of audio on his website. So 7-3, catch you next week, gang. That's when I'll be clear.